Uber goes public on Friday, and the company is expected to be valued around $90 billion. That has a lot of Uber drivers, as well as drivers for the company's main competitor, Lyft, saying, where's ours? Drivers in cities across the country, including New York, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C., are planning to strike tomorrow to call attention to wage cuts and a business model they say is exploiting workers. For more on this, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large at Recode and joins us now. Hi, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. So the organizers of this strike say they want major reforms to the industry to make it fair, dignified, and sustainable. What do they want Uber to do?
Well, they want to give them a bigger cut. I mean, I think that's really at the center of it, is how much does Uber take from each driver, and how do they parse out drivers, and what are the formulas so that these people make more money an hour, you know, up to $17 an hour, versus what they say, which is that given the cost of the cars and everything else and the way Uber runs the system, is that basically we're riding on their labor without them being paid fairly.
And is that something that Uber could do if they wanted to do it right now, given that they've got this big IPO coming up and they're going to raise a lot of money?
Well, there's two things. There's the big IPO and the fact that if you look at the numbers that Uber is showing in the IPO, is they lose a lot of money. And so one of the costs, of course, is drivers. And the question is this a sustainable economic model? It's really the bigger question. And so that's the question. Adding costs to Uber will be even more problematic for the IPO. It's already down. I think it was used to be valued at $120 billion. Now it's $90 billion. And so even though that seems like an enormous number, people are definitely worried about the economics of these businesses.
Is it a sustainable business model? I mean, you look at Uber and you think they must be able to make a ton of money with everybody using Uber all the time. And they don't have a lot of costs because it is just basically the drivers who are putting wear and tear on their own vehicles.
Well, no, they've been growing all over the place. So I think one of the, and adding to their businesses. And so if you just look at the numbers, no, and neither does Lyft. And that's why Lyft has had such a difficult time on the market, because of these enormous losses, and Ubers are quantumly larger. And so that's the question, is how do you get to profitability at these companies? Do they have to, how long do they have to grow? There's a lot of competitive pressure between the two companies, for example, in the U.S. market. And then Uber is global, and so it has competitors all across the globe.
Are things getting worse for the drivers themselves? They talk about wage cuts, or do they just feel that they have a better hand right now with these IPOs?
Well, I think in this new economy, this ride-sharing economy, you have, you know, these jobs are not employees. And so sometimes Uber says they give them all kinds of benefits and things like that. And most of them just want more money, from when I talk to them, when you ask anybody in a car. And so there's all kinds of benefits that they say they're giving them. And I think the question is, can you build a sustainable business where these people are not employees, and so Uber doesn't have the responsibility of them as employees, even though they call them partners. And so what these partners want is more of the economic cut. And if they take more of the economic cut, Uber's business is not valued at quite the numbers that they're being valued at. So it's a really problematic situation. And it's very much undercut by the idea of what happens when autonomous driving moves into here. Mm-hmm. That becomes a much better business, because they don't have to pay the drivers at all, because these are autonomous cars, although that's very, very far into the future.
Far into the future. There have been a lot of calls for more regulation of tech companies in general. Do you see more regulation coming for Uber and Lyft as lawmakers say, you know, we need to make sure that there's regulation that says the drivers have to be paid X amount or have to get certain benefits?
Well, I think all of tech can't avoid a lot of regulation. And the question is, who's paying for this wealth that's being created, and where it's being transferred to, when some of the founders of Uber are going to make, you know, $10 billion, become that wealthy? The drivers are alleging, and I think they've got a very good case for it, that it's off the backs of their labor, that their labor is being exploited in order for other people to get wealthy. And the question is, what are they owed? Are they part of what made Uber great? Of course they are. And what are they owed as part of that?
What sense do you get about where the customers will stand in all of this? If Uber drivers and Lyft drivers decide to go on strike, even if they do it regularly or more frequently than they have been, are customers going to say, okay, I'm not going to take an Uber, I'm not going to take a Lyft? Or are they going to say, look, I got to get where I'm going, I'll do what I have to do?
Yeah, that's the problem. I think people like the low prices, right? You like when the prices go up, you start to go, oh, that costs the same as a cab. You know what I mean? The prices are extraordinarily low. And so I think that's who's benefited the most is our customers who've gotten these sort of a free ride. And, you know, Uber's making the argument that a lot of these people, most of the people drive only a little bit and they do it to supplement income. And all these arguments are not correct because most people make money and they're doing it for different reasons. You know, I think it has to all sort itself out. But in the end, riders that get these incredibly low prices are the ones that benefit the most. And that the question is, will these prices go up and will they continue to ride if these prices go up? And will they stop riding in order to try to help the drivers? And that's the whole point of a strike, if people will go along with that and not use Uber as much.
That's Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode. Kara, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.